everyone, and welcome to the Very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast.
Yay!
Yeah. I'm about to choke y'all. Hold on.
Hallelujah.
Like Nicki Minaj say, keep a couple wet wipes in case a bum try to touch me.
Ew. What? That sound like a Nicki Minaj.
It is.
Okay.
See?
Oh, I didn't hear you. I was over here trying to save my life.
Is that a new song?
Y'all were about to let me die just now. I was choking.
Let me tell y'all something about Lil Thok.
You over there
Lil
rapping.
Lil Thok know that she love to eat shit that's going to get her all, have her coughing like a little old lady. I done told Viola is going to be that little old lady be coughing all hard in church.
No.
And everybody be looking at like she crazy.
I threw up your church finger and I said, I'm about to choke y'all.
Cause when and you got a little thok, it's certain stuff that you shouldn't eat.
Bow, bow, bow.
Who is that?
That's what you said.
That's X-Red.
Oh. Bow, 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 bow. You said
what she do? Glow, 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 glow.
Oh gosh, that sound like I don't know.
Slim, thick, caramel skin, five, that's bitch a ten. Oh, we.
No, ma'am. You know what? If that would have been
know
us,
that song.
If that would have been us. Y'all had to take y'all medicine
I can't get
yet.
Into her. I just can't.
You know, I can't either, but let me tell you, last night, I think I had a couple of drinks in me, and I was just vibing.
I'm his favorite
house. I can't. I don't.
Oh, gosh. Yo,
I guess that's
bust down middle part, and it's black.
I just.
What?
So, we spoke a while back about Sexy Red being a lot. What they call it? Slut rap, right?
Slut rap.
Sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I went to the Kevin Gates concert. And of course, during the intermissions, they were playing a lot of Sexy Red's music. I don't want to like this little girl because.
Well, you want to like her, but you don't want to like her music.
So yeah. So I want to like her because I want to embrace her as a black woman. I don't want to like the things that she says, but. I can't help. Everything brings out. It's just some things in life that bring out the old hoe in you or the old little ratchet. Everybody got a little ratchet in them, right? And I was a little more ratchet than a lot of people. So Sexy Red to me is what Little Kim and Foxy Brown were to me at my Sexy Red age. Yes, it is. Maybe Trina. So, no, I'll take that back. Foxy Brown wasn't that bad. Mm-mm. Little Kim was a goddamn. Come on.
She has some raw lyrics.
I know Lil Kim. Yeah. I mean, I love Kim. You know, that's my girl.
But I think Trina is more so on the little
Kim
sexy side.
Kim got. I know a dude named Remy.
Yeah,
used to run up in me. Nighttime, pissy drunk off that. Remy. Come on now. I didn't mind.
Where's Sexy Red from? Where is she? Is she a Floridian? Or is she?
I don't know. I haven't even.
We don't know where Sexy Red from. But she is a. I want to say, is she a millennial or is she a Gen Xer?
Oh, no. She's definitely a millennial or whatever come after millennial.
No, a Gen Xer.
We are
not. No, I'm sorry. I'm a Gen Zer. I meant to say Gen Zer. So you got Gen Zers.
She's 26.
So then
she's a millennial. She is from St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, because she riding around St. Louis in a skate.
Wait a minute. Isn't that where
Nelly.
Get it sexy.
And then where is Glorilla from?
Glow from Memphis.
Glow from Memphis.
Okay.
Now, you know that's my. Now, see, I ride.
Now, Glow is.
I ride.
Glow is a lot. And Lord help Lil Glow out because she done got her little DUI.
She's more on the gangster rap for me. She's not a slut rapper.
So she's not a slut rapper. She's a more little gangster girl. She throw her little shit in there.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's why I like her. Because
you're gangster, you're gangster boo.
I like her. I just like Glow. That's my child.
I mean, but my favorite, Megan, she's a little, she ain't as slutty as.
Oh no.
Well, you know, I'm a Lotto and I like Lotto. Lotto.
I like Lotto.
And what's like the other Lotto. Girl name?
I ain't got on Lotto yet.
The one that had the Zodiac.
Lady London.
Lady London. Yes. I like her.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I ain't got into them yet.
Oh,
yeah.
Lady London is fire.
Yes.
So,
but see, I think Lady London has a persona about her, so she's not gonna, I don't think she's gonna do all of that in order to get right. ahead.
I think you. I
she's
think,
a real lyricist.
Yes,
she doesn't.
She takes. Yeah. So you got Sexy Red and Suki in a category. They're the
Suki
slut rappers.
Just got arrested too.
Oh Lord,
for
Jesus.
Drug charges.
Okay. And then you got, who would you put Megan in the category with? Lotto? I don't know because I don't listen to Lotto.
Megan is,
I don't know. Megan is just different.
Megan might see.
Megan said in an interview, she said, they always worried about what I'm doing and what nigga I'm with. Just be glad
Megan
it ain't
can
your
roll
nigga.
With the dudes.
She said, just be mad it ain't.
That's what I was about to say. Megan, and I see Megan reminds me a lot of Kim and Foxy.
She does.
And Nicki.
So that is
and
why.
Cardi.
That is like, why yeah. I really, really, really like her.
Yeah. If you listen to, what's the guy that passed away? He called himself, Tony?
Pimp C.
Pimp C. Uh-huh. She embodies him.
Because that's what all of them from the same place. Right.
She calls herself Tina Snow.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's where she got her style from.
Yes. I mean,
is it
she
Pimp
is,
C?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
See, if, I, yeah, okay.
If you listen to his music and then you go back
yeah,
to listen
she,
to her earlier
she
music.
She basically patterns herself after yes. Pimp C. Okay.
Yes. Mm. I mean, the
and
rap Bun
B.
style.
I mean, they're all from Houston.
Yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
so identical.
Yeah.
And she has a song on her album with all the Houston rappers in it. I'll play it for y'all when we leave
oh,
here.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
I love that fucking song. And I can't even think of what the name of it is right now. But it is like so amazing to hear all them Houston rappers together.
Yeah, but I like Megan.
Yeah, I do. Too.
I like
she's
her.
She's my fave as of now. So I will take y'all through my female MC journey of...
I think we should do a show on
yeah,
female
we should.
MCs.
Mm-hmm. So in the 80s... I'm going to tell you who I really loved. I really loved Roxanne Shanté.
Okay.
I really loved, I wasn't a big Salt and Pepper fan. Ain't that crazy? I love Queen Latifah.
Mm-hmm.
So I.
You didn't like MC Light?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. That?
Yes.
Yes.
She
so
is
she
a,
was like, she yes. was like one of my favorites. So yes, those three. So then when we get to the 90s, I'm trying to think. So I had. Did Lil' Kim come out in the 90s?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I had Lil' Kim, but you know who also was one of my favorite rappers? And they played her because they didn't show up for her like they should have. Mia X.
Oh, yeah.
Mia X was M-G. Fucking yeah. phenomenal.
Yes.
And Yo-Yo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like hood ratchet. Shit, and
Mia
I like conscious
X, hands down.
Mia X was a phenomenal. Yes. When I tell you I killed Mia X's album,
oh,
she
gosh.
Was just like they played her.
Yes.
It's no reason why she should have had one album out. But I didn't remember a lot of 90s women rappers that I just really fell in
They're
love
out
with.
There.
80s. I'm going to say, of course, Roxanne Shanté, Sweet Tea, Jazzy
Sweet
Joyce.
Tea, yes.
I forgot about that.
And Sweet Tea still looks good.
Jazzy Joyce. And I know a lot of people don't talk about, I know we talked about them before, Finesse and Sequiz.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But, you know, of course, that's teetering on the 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
MC Light, hands down.
Yes.
Dana Owens, Queen Latifah, hands down. And I'm like you. Now, Salt and Pepper was the first female group that I saw in concert, but I mean, I appreciate everything that
right.
they did, but
they weren't my favorite.
Yeah, like they weren't up there, but like MC Light.
If you go back to MC Light's catalog, she was putting out record after record Baby. After record.
And
I don't
that's
think
why
a whole
I don't understand
year
why she's
MC's.
Not. I don't. That's why I don't understand why she is nowhere when they talk about rap greats. And don't get
oh
me
my
wrong.
Gosh.
You know, Nicki Minaj is who she is. Okay. However, they don't ever give
this
light.
This girl stayed in the studio.
They don't ever talk yeah. about Sweet Tea like. If you and especially Roxanne Shanté, yeah. like they even just overlook her, and I'm like, y'all right. think that Nicki better than Roxanne Shanté?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So you know,
is that
it's
a
just,
debate?
It's
oh,
just,
was a debate?
Well, they put Kim and Nicki up there, like even with Lil' Kim, and Lil' Kim was my girl in the 90s.
I need to know who put that together.
Yeah,
well, maybe they didn't live in
Lil'
that era.
Lil' Kim was more accepted by white people.
Lil' Kim,
I mean not Lil' Kim, but Nicki. Nicki has a lot of
Nicki
white
has a
followers.
Fan base.
Nicki has a lot of white followers, which makes her.
She's like the Beyonce.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So
right.
even though Beyonce may not be the best
right.
vocalist ever,
ever.
Because
right.
she has that presence and right. that friendliness with
white America,
right,
they're going to glorify her as being the best. And just, we just gotta roll right. with that.
And then of course, like Lauryn Hill, I think shit. She is.
How we miss Lauryn Hill. But see, Lauryn Hill to me, I love Lauryn more as a R&B.
I don't think they give her the chance.
And I'm not saying she didn't have the skills. Mm-hmm. But when I think of Lauryn Hill, I think of Lauryn Hill being more of a flow assist, meaning like a singer, lyricist, poetry person.
Right.
But I think she's just bad.
She does
she's
it all.
Bad because when Nas came out with that album and she had that one verse and everybody just erupted.
Yeah. And I love her son's song, Jai's song. Yeah. I love that song. Mm-hmm.
So who would you go with now
as far as rappers you love now?
Lady London, Rhapsody.
Rhapsody is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I love Glorilla. She has my entire heart. Renny Rucci. I just wish they would have just continued to back her. Renny Rucci. Lotto, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling mm-hmm. it. I even like Benzino, Lil Baby.
Oh yeah.
Coi Leray. Yeah.
I love Doja.
Yes.
I know. And see, a lot of people, to me, is more R&B artist. And see, a lot of people don't even accept her as pop. Being a rap. Yeah.
I love me some Doja Cat.
She's starting going a little deep in weird.
Well, I love
she's
old Doja
me
Cat.
Out, but.
Yeah. But I even like I said, I like even Benzino Lil Baby. Yeah, I do like Coi Leray. Yeah.
I ain't that familiar.
Mm, oh, but Rhapsody. You know her music.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, what's your
I like Lady 80s, 90s. My '80s, definitely MC Light. My sister played MC Light to death. Queen Latifah. This is how I remember the hits back to back, because remember back in the day we used to open up the tape cassette and take the paper insert out. And I remember reading all of her stuff, and then over the years I have a playlist and I was like, oh my gosh, MC Light was putting out music. I don't think after a year, like maybe 2 months, she rested and then she came back with a new album, and that was consistent.
Mm-hmm.
That's for my 80s. Sweet Tea, I remember mm-hmm. her. I don't know a lot of her music, but I remember mm-hmm. the name. And then when it came to the 90s, I was not a big Little Kim fan.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Not Little Kim. Florida.
Trina.
I wasn't a big Trina fan. I don't really know a lot of Trina music, to be honest.
Okay. I like Trina.
I was, of course, Little
Kim.
But
she wasn't a fave.
Yeah.
I'm an R&B girl. So, you know, I became cultured to the hip hop world later. And then I don't know what I listen. I like Lady London now.
Mm-hmm.
I just like her style.
She is bad.
I like her flow. She's so cool and so smooth.
Is she more like a flow assist too?
But that girl, she is on
top. It's like her rhymes just flow and flow. It's spitting. Mm-hmm. It's just mm-hmm. it's not hard. It's like just melodic.
I'm glad you brought up Rhapsody. Yes. A lot of people sleep on Rhapsody.
And I had to
literally watch a females in hip hop documentary to find out who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I find out this music, then that's when I go on this rabbit hole and do the search. Mm-hmm. And this is when I fall in love.
And Eve. I never got into Eve. Eve was all right. Yeah. She was different.
You know what I like?
She was different.
Eve, before she became known, Eve was in rap battles after rap battles after rap battles, 10 dudes' heads off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you when battles. I fell in love with Eve, when she got her TV show.
Yeah, okay. I still watch it. She's a great actress.
And just to see her evolve now, being a wife and a mother,
yes.
This is the Eve I like. Yeah. I didn't care for her.
She didn't change. Like, she was in that medium, like, okay, yeah, I know about hood things, I can rap about, but she always kept it in
she
the middle.
She was very sexy.
Yeah.
She was mm-hmm. a very, she always middle. Wanted to be that. But see, so I don't like butchy girls. I don't like girls that want to act like a man.
Or like Lil Mama, or not Lil Mama,
who? Young Ma.
Young Ma. Oh, Young now, M.A., whatever.
Hold on. Yeah, Young M.A. Now, she was good, though. She but is
Young
good.
M.A. really only put that one song
yeah,
out,
but,
right?
Yeah, but you know, now she's in the background. She produces
okay,
a
that's
lot.
Good.
Yeah, she's director.
So she had a nice little hit, but that right there is a bit much for me mm-hmm. because I just want you to be, and I'm not saying every woman has to be feminine. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel like women should act like men.
Well, but I don't think acting like men. That's just their nature.
Or just the mask. Yeah, when I see too much masculine in a woman, to me personally,
but
that's
she
not
ain't a woman.
Because I'm a tomboy myself.
She a man.
But I don't now, act masculine. So, but what's crazy is, I didn't think MC Light was a very feminine woman.
No, she was a tomboy.
But yeah, I loved her. But to see MC Light now.
Oh my gosh,
how
y'all.
Beautiful she is and how she wears her hair. Like, I love this MC Light.
I'm just glad that, yeah, and I'm just glad they're here to be able to be honored mm-hmm. and say, look where I came from, look where I am now. I just love seeing that hip hop. And how they have grown, and the artists can really see that people love what they used to do and how they can flourish and be themselves. You know, like, and now that I'm older, mm-hmm. yes, I will still get on this mic and probably tear your behind out, but it's more to us than rap. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I love that about her.
An honorary mention, and I'm going to tell you who she reminds me of. Gangsta Boo, honorary mention to her.
Rest in peace.
And that's who that damn Sexy Red remind me of. Yeah. Damn Gangsta Boo.
Really?
Yeah, really? A little bit. That's she just put me in the space of Gangsta Boo a little bit. Not necessarily the way they rap, but I don't know if it's looks or what. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. I saw her one day. I said, look at this little Gangsta Boo Jr. I just was looking at her. But I don't want to just take the whole show. But I'm glad we were talking about female rappers. Because now, and just the different personalities uh-huh. and styles. Mm-hmm. Because then we can go into what we were talking about.
Segue into
the segment. DJ, drop it.
Now he the DJ.
Yeah.
Running across this TikTok of these sassy men giving women dating advice. And he basically said that men categorize women in five different categories. Never heard it before in my life. But he said women get categorized as the desperate girl, the good time girl, good enough girl, dream girl, or out of your league girl. What sir failed to mention was that you could be all five of these girls with one nigga, depending on how long y'all been talking. Because when you first get with a dude, he will treat you like a dream girl, bragging on you, showing you off to his friends. But then he'll realize, damn, she out of my league. Instead of leaving you alone properly, he'll start nagging you and treating you less than, like you just good enough while he outside looking for better. You a big fish, so you wondering like, damn, where the representative at? Why things change? So now you complaining and nagging. Now you don't. He falling back because you done became a little headache. But he leave one foot in the door so he can spin the block because you a good time. Now you a sneaking link. You like, damn, I'm worth so much more. So now you applying pressure like you desperate. And that is the circle of life when you're dealing with these lion kings. So, sir, if you're going to talk about it, tell it all.
Tell it all.
I had to get my poetry snaps.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
So what did y'all agree with, disagree with?
Give me the
So basically, you start out
the desperate girl.
Then you can be the good. So hold on. I think how she meant it was you start out the dream girl. And then when a nigga realized that you're out of his league, then you turn into the good time or the good enough girl. Then which makes you turn into the desperate girl because now you're fighting for his affections.
But it's five. She mentioned
five. So it was
five.
So it's desperate, mm-hmm. out of your league, good enough, dream girl, good time girl. Did I get them all?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think any woman.
So here's saying
no woman starts out desperate. No woman starts out desperate. I don't. Well,
oh,
I don't
gosh.
Know. Well,
yes,
yeah,
do.
I guess so because yeah. a man can see a woman. You know, a mile away, I want some attention. I mm-hmm. want somebody to love me. I want somebody. And this is the when a nigga decide, yeah, she going to be my little yay yay. And I'm going to just pop in and see her and do whatever I want to do with her. And she's good for
and
this.
Show
she's
her
good
enough
for that.
Affection.
Yeah, just to keep my foot in the door. But I'm going to still go and do what I want to do. She's ultimately not what I want.
But she's putting herself into those positions. what the young lady is saying is that men categorizes the women in these positions. So is it from his perspective of meeting the young woman or meeting the lady, and then it turns into all of this? Because what she is saying that is,
but she
all
said you could be the. She said
one.
You could be the same. You could be one woman in all of these categories, depending on where you're at in the relationship with the man.
That's
remember,
true.
Think about it.
I believe
when
that.
You first get into a situation with a man, everything is flowers and blossoms and butterflies. And oh my God, he makes me feel so good, and he's so attentive, and he's
but when
hey,
he
beautiful.
Loses interest, he
right.
doesn't tell you.
Then yeah. he turns into something else, and now you start doubting yourself. Like,
right.
well, what did I do?
What went wrong?
Right. What's wrong with me?
So why
he's what's wrong with
the
him?
Block on you mm-hmm. and you, making you the sneaky link.
Right. He's
he done moved on with that.
Now she's trying to be. She's in desperate mode to salvage the relation. Salvage
because
the relationship.
She noticed something that's different.
But right. when did you go from dream girl to desperate girl?
And see.
That's what I or not good enough
because
when did you go
when right
yeah
because
when
the
did
lion
that happen?
The lion not being up front
or
not
the representative
being, the representative has left
right
so but no I'm not even gonna put it all on the man. Let's talk about the women who do a lot in the beginning
mm-hmm.
and then they
start
fall off
slacking off.
That happens.
That happens
so
a
guess
lot.
Guess what the man
that's right,
say?
Yoshi.
Well, I kind of mm-hmm. like what she do still
right.
So I'm gonna let her come yeah. over here and clean up the house for me.
Yeah.
And another thing men don't like to do, men say they want to be single sometime, but men don't really like to be single.
No.
So what they'll do is while they're on the search and looking,
mm-hmm.
they will continue to sleep with you.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah.
And
so
then,
or
all
they
of
see
a
something
sudden,
they like
right.
and they say, well, I know she ain't going nowhere. Kim
mm-hmm.
ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I could play around with
if
these
don't
three.
Work out with her,
so if it don't
I
work out with
back.
Them, I could always go back to Kim.
Right.
Because you know what?
But
while he is
fair.
Building his relationship with the one that he really want to be with, he's giving that person the time. He's giving
mm-hmm.
that person...
Mm-hmm.
For their relationship to grow,
to flourish,
while he's still over
and he
his...
breadcrumbing the other way.
Yes.
That's what it's
and
called,
what
y'all.
Breadcrumbing.
Yep.
I'll leave a little.
And
here,
then
little
once
just
he's
drop some dick just, off.
Yeah.
Once he's gotten to that place with the one that he want to be with, the breadcrumbs they gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There ain't no more breadcrumbs left. And then where that leaves her, confused.
So,
but then and then that's when the crossroads come because then you see him out with her or somebody else sees him and you're like. Well, wait a minute. You was just over here last week. What's going on?
Oh, how about your goddamn pH balance just get
just
off?
Just off and say
and,
what's going
and
because
you got other people's stuff floating up in you because he out here digging them down.
And you know where it come from.
But
come
my
from him.
My right. thing is, why do we even allow men to put us in these categories? Because
I don't think we will be able to control
know.
That.
And sometimes maybe we just don't know that they're doing it.
Right. We can't control
yeah.
that. We can only control what we do.
I feel like acknowledging things in the beginning is
but
gonna make a, it's gonna make a hell of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't
but
feel like
the
Vaughn,
Lion King. She,
I don't feel like the minute we see something, and you've said that too. The minute you see something, why not say something? Hey, what's going on with you?
Yeah, I always now personally
sometimes
I'll do a check-in.
Yes,
I'll
do.
Be like, let's talk. Let's have uncomfortable talks.
Are we still here?
Yep. Are you interested and just
am
don't
I, am I here?
Don't sugarcoat it.
You here?
Are you interested in seeing somebody else? Is there somebody else that caught your eye? Please let me know.
But do you think niggas really gonna be honest?
Some,
but
some
at least,
may.
At least she's because, putting it out there.
Right.
Yeah.
It's no. Because
you didn't have, because at that point, you can't say,
right.
I didn't give you the option
get, right,
or the
to
way
tell
out.
Me. Right.
But what you know what I don't like what niggas do? Rather than take the way out or just leave a situation.
Right.
You want to keep your foot in the door or you want to
mm-hmm.
hold me hostage
mm-hmm.
because you don't know what to do with your goddamn
because
self.
Because we're great women, we're great girls. Like, oh, people are telling you, like, she's a great woman. She's a catch. But if she is not pleasing to you, she's not the person that you want to be with, please let them know.
Yeah.
Please let us know.
Why are you really sticking around?
Why, right.
Are you
because,
insecure about
yeah.
being alone? and you want to hold on to this woman.
Right. Mm-hmm. For security? Because they know that you're a great woman. You're, like I said, you, they know you're beautiful. You're missing out.
What's the difference in a woman keeping a man for the sake of saying, I have a man, when she knows that he's no good for her? Everybody does the same thing.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. It's true for men too. Yeah. I mean, women too.
Yeah. So it's not worth it. It's all in. Everybody needs to be honest with each other. Everybody needs to just like communicate.
Right.
Is it because they're afraid of hurting someone's feelings?
Nobody don't want to be alone.
But please hurt my feelings. Yes. Don't lead me on. Just hurt my feelings.
I would rather you hurt my feelings than waste my time.
Than waste my time. Yep.
My time is everything to me.
Yeah.
Because either way it goes, someone is going to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the relationship has severed itself. Mm-hmm. That's disappointing. Could be disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
You lying is going to be disappointing. Mm-hmm. It's going to hurt. So just, it's easier to get over it when you just cut it from the head versus, you know, taking little snippets.
And then why does it even have to be a hurting of the feelings because you don't want me?
Because we're human.
It can simply be, hey, Vaughn, you're a great girl, but you're not the best girl for me.
Me, right.
You're a great person.
But it still is, you're human. You're still going to feel some type of human reaction. So it can't. I just
say, okay, give me 3 hours.
It can be disappointing. I didn't say you're going to be emotional, distraught.
I'm more frustrating when somebody holds me hostage. Because see, there's nothing, even though I've been broken up with before, y'all know I think very highly of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And these women on this paper, I've never been the desperate girl.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been the good enough girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never going to be the good time girl. So if I'm going to be anything to you, I'm going to be the dream girl or I'm going to be the out of your league girl.
According to you.
According to me.
Yeah,
according
but you don't me. Know how they
yes,
feel.
Yes, but according to me. So I can't identify with three of these girls on this list because the minute you make me feel like I got to be good enough for you, boy, fuck you.
Yeah.
The minute you make me feel like I gotta act out of desperation or I'm doing something in desperation, boy, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely ain't about to have no good time with me because what I told you about my time, I don't play about that shit.
No.
So you go find somebody else to play with. Go play in somebody else's face. Them hoes gonna let you do it, but I'm not. So anybody who has broken up with me, nigga, yo loss.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I am.
Yeah.
I'm a gift.
And you,
I will take my fucking talents elsewhere.
Just like you said, Yoshi, I think I would rather somebody say, we're just not connected. We're not connected.
But,
or I like somebody
else. But that's maturity
else.
How
as well.
Many men, how many men, rather than say, you're not the girl for me, you're great, but you're not the girl for me. Rather than say that, they'll say, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. It's this, it's that. Because they have to validate them making the decision that they made.
Right.
And nigga, what you saying ain't even correct. It's not even.
Yeah.
Right. So now you trying to make improvements with yourself that it wasn't me that needed the improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I don't want somebody to take that in from a nigga. You know, I told my girlfriend one time, I said, you know what you was to that nigga. You know what you were.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the outside looking in and saw everything that you did for him and none of what he did
for you.
So everything he said was a deflection from what the fuck he wasn't doing to make you feel like shit and that you couldn't hold your weight with him.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck that nigga.
Right.
So my question is, when he or she poses that question or that statement, we just not compatible, we just I'm not the person for you, you're not the person for me, do you ask a question, well, what is it? Or do you just take what was said and just leave it?
But I think that's where the desperation come in then.
And I think the natural response would probably be why. Like, wait a minute, well, why?
Because in your mind, you may have thought everything was good.
Good.
And it's like, what? Like, what happened? Where did this
Well, that's where that honesty come in.
And that's, yeah.
So I wouldn't say desperate. It's more so as I'm confused. I'm not sure where this coming from.
So when I say, when I say desperate, I mean there's a way that it could go left. Mm-hmm. And then you go into desperation mode where you start pulling straws to like, what can I do to make him gain interest?
No.
Like,
yeah.
So see,
yeah.
that's desperate.
So if the natural question to me probably be like, well, why, you know, or when did this happen? When did you start, you know, feeling this?
Because now what I'm doing is going back in my mind to say, that's when he started acting funny. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah.
So I had a breakup many, many years ago. And I always like to do, you know how you do your little mm-hmm. eval on the job when mm-hmm. you quit, right? So I said, okay, so we breaking up. And he broke up with me. I said, okay, so we breaking up, right? So what was it about me that was an issue for you?
Mm-hmm.
And his thing was, well, you just, so your personality is this, and it was just too much for me, and I didn't like the way you. So basically, I wasn't dimming my light enough. I was shining too bright, and it was a problem for him because he's never had a woman like me. So was that really my issue, or was that his
issue?
That was his. And that's why I'm saying mm-hmm. he's like, Yoshi, you're a lot.
Okay. And then I'm too much for you.
And I didn't want him to think, because I was asking,
mm-hmm.
troubleshooting, like that I was trying to save the relationship. Because the minute you told me, I don't think that this is good for us anymore. Okay, sir. Mm-hmm. Good. Right. Bye. So I want to know how I can improve myself for the next nigga. Because in certain situations, you may not need to improve yourself. When he told me everything he had an issue with my being a lot and, you know, shining too bright or talking too big, that just let me know, nigga, you too incompetent to be with me.
Right.
So and I'm not the problem. Right. You're the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said I don't want women to take break-ins so breakups so personal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it ain't you.
No, sometimes it's them. Yep. And what they want and what they're looking for.
So that goes back to being equally yoked.
Right.
Start listening better to the red flags.
I was just thinking when you said take the breakup as it's not always your fault why it ends. But if it is your fault, then you have to look at, was I sending my representative and I fell back because I couldn't maintain?
Mm-hmm. Let's look at that.
You know, I couldn't maintain the relationship mm-hmm. because I got him under the false pretenses that I can do all of these things that I know that he wants done and need in his life. Mm-hmm. And because of, you know, his status or whatever it is that he had going on, I portrayed myself to be this way, and the real me showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And so he broke it off because, you know, I no longer do these things. Let's just say, to get his attention, used to clean up all the time. Because mm-hmm. you know he's an OCD person. He's not messy. And mm-hmm. every time he comes around, he wants a certain look. And you would go to his house and you would clean up. Because, oh, he saw something in you. Mm-hmm. I like this in her.
And
but
then
you got comfortable mm-hmm. and you stop. And things start lacking. He's like, nah, this, you know, your place looked like this. You know, you was doing my place this way and ain't looking like this.
Because
like,
men and women love consistency.
And right.
Not being consistent.
Right. Right.
I was using all those four examples, but you're right. Consistent. Yeah. So now, because you have fell off, mm-hmm. it's like, don't get mad at him for breaking it off with you because you were the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Be who you are.
Right.
Somebody's going to like your messy ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're right. Honesty. Be upfront and tell the person why
mm-hmm.
you're no longer interested.
Mm-hmm.
Give them that decency.
And I just mm-hmm. feel like men think, even though they're logical thinkers, they think a lot with the penises. And
they be so good, though.
Not everybody's penis is good. And, sir, I want you to know that you should know by now if you got trash pee pee, or if you got moderate to medium, not just in size, but you know, mediocre pee pee, or if you have fantabulous, what we call them, Tony with the Nissan, that pee pee, that can just overshadow everything. I think all men think that they got good dick or something.
Yeah, no, they don't.
But I think that they portray that they do.
They do.
Even men who pee pee don't work, I think that they think sometimes that they are a gift. And well, sir, you cannot lead a relationship with your dick.
No,
you can't. No. Because I done had some good pee pee, great girl. I told you, country crock butter. I done had some, not him per se, but I've had some phenomenal penis. And I don't ever want to fuck that penis again. Mm-hmm. And I done had some mediocre. And I'm like, well, I'll give him a shot here and there. And he can come on. He can circle the block. He can, he can double back. Because I enjoyed my time with them. You got to understand the kind of woman you dealing with.
Right.
I'm not a sexually fixated woman.
Right.
I'm a passionate woman.
Right.
So if I don't have passion with you, you can keep all your Tony with the Nissan dick to yourself. Because you still broke, motherfucker.
Well, what if you have a Yugo?
A Yugo,
that's
girl.
Even worse.
I have not even make them shits
no more.
Yugos.
It's look
like saying Geo Storm. Because
I'm going to look at you like, who getting in that?
Because
I'm not.
But he may be the best.
Who getting in it?
He may be the best.
I'm going to tell
smoking.
You. So, you know, just in being at the concert last night, it made me go back into my 20s, how particular I was with men. And I would go to their house and I would look. I always wanted to go to a man's house, you know, early on, even if we was going to do nothing, something or not. I wanted to see how he lived. I wanted to see, was his house clean? I wanted to see, especially if he going to lay me down on the bed, I want to see if it's some clean sheets on this motherfucker. Because there had been times where I was hot and ready, like a Little Caesar's pizza. And I got on that bed and them sheets smelled
had
a little raunchy.
Yeah,
them sheets didn't smell fresh.
It was 100 count sheet.
So nigga, you knew I was coming back here and you didn't even put sheets on the bed.
No,
I'm finna go.
Some sheets, okay.
I'm finna go.
I can't.
It was 100 count. Yeah, spray some little young men.
If you got the balls on your sheets,
if you think.
I'll consider 600. It depends on who the brand is.
Is that clean? Do they smell good?
Yes.
You got to put Febreze on your mattress too.
That 100 count sheet ain't gonna cut it. I like a 1,000.
Well,
count.
You got to think about it. We talking to the youngsters.
I'll take 600 depending on the brain.
We talking to youngsters. We ain't talking about people
they
our age.
Look, these kids, they even look for the 1,000
even
count.
You know, you got these little new niggas. This is what I call them. Little new niggas. This little
can I say this?
NLE chopper niggas.
I don't know. Yoshi, can I say this
yes.
about them though? Their home's more immaculate than the young ladies that's growing up with them.
Yeah.
Some of these young men house, I mean, you can eat off their floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're great cookers.
Yeah, great cookers. Chefs.
Great little chefs.
Oh my
and,
God.
And can cook their little high parts up. But that comes from they had a closeness and oneness with their mom.
Or dad,
and they might have observed. I've noticed just in the last 15 years how many more men are cooking versus when I was growing up. I never saw a man cook growing up. I never saw only Uncle RB. That's the only man I ever saw cook.
My dad was a cooker too.
Mm-hmm.
But
over my mother, yeah.
But now just see these men in the kitchen, that is a turn on.
And I mean, they know all about the seasonings.
And talk to my belly.
But even, you know, my thing now is watching you watch people clean. I don't know why. I just like watching those reels when people clean and use stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's my thing
they
now.
They got one reel.
Yeah.
Now, he know he need to put some.
Yeah,
some,
he need to put some,
put some
draws
on.
But you know what? That's okay, too.
He want to shake it around.
He will shake it.
I don't think he could help it.
He got a Tony with a Nissan Sentra.
I don't think he could help it.
Girl, he got a Ford F-350.
Y'all gonna have to show me that one when we leave.
He got the RV.
I think if he just walked, it just
see. Ooh. See, he gotta wear briefs.
I just look, and I mean the men like, yeah, and clean this. And I mean, the joke was cleaning all up on the ceiling fan and everything.
Yeah,
but
that's my new play. I don't know.
But here's the thing. Let me tell you why you really like him. Let me tell you why you into him. Because he's showing you a side of a man that you haven't seen before.
Well,
I want to be with a man who's going to teach me something that I don't know.
Let me tell you. Well, and that's true. But I'm going to give a shout out to my ex-husband. Mm-hmm. Because that joker would clean. He was the line in the carpet clean.
Oh.
That joker would clean.
Okay.
He got that from Queen.
He must have. Well, he did. Mm-hmm. Ain't no must have. He did.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, clean. Lines in the carpet. You didn't have no streaks in, on the mirror. Seals, everything.
Baseboards.
Bed has to be made in the morning. All that. Yeah. See, I'm not a bed. See, I don't get that. My mother always said,
you sleep better when your bed is made up.
That's what my mom said. And, but I couldn't get it, y'all.
Yeah. Well, see, the guy that, so my friend, he is meticulous about cleaning. Ain't the, you know, don't cook too much or nothing. But when I tell you, I admire the cleanliness about them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I'm a clean freak too, but they taught me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
I like that. So with that, I don't even mind cooking.
Right.
Now, I think it worked better with me and my husband because he was the chef. Was. My husband could cook his ass off. Mm-hmm. And then I was the cleaner. So it was just like, it was the balance. But that's why I say where we do the, we were here.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody needs to get here with their person. Mm-hmm. Find your person who they compliment you in the things that you don't necessarily like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa.
Yep.
And then everything is a little more cohesive. And then you can coexist better together. But if you got two nasty bums.
No, that's not going to work.
It'll work for them because they both the same.
No.
But I don't think
it's not healthy. It's not healthy. Mm-hmm. But if they're both the same, they don't see a problem.
But who wants to be with the same? I just think circumstances, situations. I just think to have the difference in the two.
I think that's what makes it work.
That,
sometimes.
Yeah, that's what makes it even.
I think opposites attract sometimes, and I think it keeps
it interesting.
And I think it is something when whatever your I'll say challenge. That's what I do in therapy, where I say challenges instead of weaknesses. So whatever your strong suit is, may not be your partner's strong suit. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it's a balance. But then that person has to have something that maybe you have a challenge. And it works for you, and that's how you make it work.
But
make
if those conversations were had early on, then would we really be having a problem with becoming the good enough girl and the desperate girl and the good time girl? And
you know what? I hate, and this is why I hate Michael Bazin is not on the air anymore.
Oh, gosh.
Because he would challenge, and he still challenges. I don't know if you all follow him on social media, but he will challenge you and say and ask those questions. Like, why, you know, what is it? What is it about you and me? Or are we okay? And that's where I get that from, honestly. Years ago, he said, call your partner and ask him, is everything okay? Because you never know. They might say no. But if, and he always said, and if he or she says no, what are you willing to do to make it work? What are y'all going to do to make it work? Let's sit down and talk. He said, you can't.
Well, do you want to make it work?
Or do you want to? And that's what he said too.
Do you want
to
make this work?
Do you want to make it work? Or what are you willing to do to make it work? And you can't be, you have to be willing to listen and hear them out instead of becoming offended when they say, well, this is what I see going on with us.
But don't you kind of put that parallel that with, you know, a job where they come to you once a year and they do an annual appraisal and they start talking about improvements and things that can. So let's, why not?
Well, I do monthly check-ins. Every month. Mm. Yes. And then we do a 6-month review and then we do an end of a year review.
See, that's just me.
I just do
a fucking impromptu. Hold up, what the fuck is going on here?
No. Well, I don't know about you. Like, with me, it's not, but it is kind of impromptu because you're not going to schedule the talk. But it's just kind of like, okay, it's time for a heart to heart and say, hey, what's, you know, how's everything going?
But when I said that just now, my situations come to a disruption. I don't always check, and I know that's fucked up.
I understand that.
I
understand.
So as long as things are good, I don't feel the need to check in. But when some shit go left, then I'm, and that shouldn't be like that.
And when I say check in, not only, I mean, of course, the majority of the time it is the relationship, but I'm talking about like career goals and everything.
Yeah.
And then be like, okay, well, what can we do to help one another achieve these goals? Like, how can I be of a support? You know, you just gotta, you know, because I've heard men say, she doesn't support me in my dreams, or he doesn't support me in my dreams, or he doesn't believe in me. And then, you know, they're emotionally attached to somebody else because they have that young man or young lady that's giving them that support. You're not providing me with that support.
Yeah. I mean,
so
we need to be supported in a relationship.
Yeah,
we also need to be encouraged. And we also need to have people who can scale us back.
Yeah.
If we're doing a bit much. So
just don't be scared to be in the relationship. Don't be scared to speak up, period.
Right.
Right.
Be honest. Be, you know, do it in a tactful way. Don't do it to the point where you just being abrasive with it. So, you know, there. Yes, Yoshi, don't be abrasive.
Yeah.
Do it tactfully.
Because I know I come across very strong, especially in my relationships. And I tell my friends today, I have a tendency to be controlling, just depending on the nigga I'm with. What they say in the thing. You could be all of these things, just depending on what level of the relationship that you're in. Right. Just like I can be a different person, depending on the nigga I'm with. You see what I'm saying? So I say all that to say, bring out the best in me. I want the man who's going to bring out the best in me, not the worst in me. And then if I am with someone who's bringing out the worst in me, I have to know that this is not good. So, and I need to walk away.
We just talked about balance, right?
Yes.
So what if you are in the relationship with a man who likes for you to take the lead, but you don't like to take the lead, right? Let's just say you don't like to take the lead, but you know that you're controlling, but you don't like to take the lead. But he doesn't mind. He enjoys seeing the assertiveness and the control person because he is just not that guy.
I'm going to tell you how that's going to backfire. Because at one point in time, you're going to be the leader because he done let you know you can lead. And then he going to turn that shit around on you and say, you always boss me around, trying to control me. Yeah,
because I do know one guy. He's the only guy I have ever met, and his wife, well, I don't know if they're married, but his partner, she is the decision maker. She is the
authoritarian over the children.
And he doesn't, she has a child. I don't think they have a kid together. Mm-hmm. He has a child and she has a child, but she makes all the financial decisions. He makes the money. He makes the money, but you know, she controls everything.
But you have some men who just want to be the provider and want to take care of the family.
But could you be in a relationship like that?
Hell yeah. Excuse me. Yes, hell yeah.
I
would prefer that. What does my shirt say?
I love submissive men.
Ding, 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 ding.
He is very submissive.
All you got to do is listen, nigga.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
I'm not going to say very submissive,
I'm not saying that to be selfish. So
he
when
likes
I,
to see her happy.
When, right.
That's
right.
What
and
he
so right. be, And when my man makes me happy, that makes me want to make him happy because I'm happy.
Yeah.
What does it say? Happy life, happy wife?
Yeah.
Happy wife, happy life.
Happy house.
If I am happy, let me do me. Let me be bossy.
Going out to dinner.
Yeah.
His food was messed up and he's like, it's all right. It's all right. You know?
No.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. She was like,
because
come back. It ain't right.
Right.
And then guess what? We're leaving because you're not going to redo my food and something happened in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So we out. Mm-hmm. Most guys are like, man, that's just too much.
Yep.
You got to be equally yoked. Yep,
so just a balance, you got to know what you're willing to accept when you're in the relationship, and you got to stick to it. You can't flip flop floppity flip in and out. You gotta cannot send representatives. You can't tell me that you gotta call bullshit. And then when I do take control, you get an attitude,
right?
Especially in front of your friends.
Because
no man wants to be judged in front of his friends.
It's so hard. What'd you say, Sue? You can only control you.
Yeah.
And so I feel like if you're in a relationship with two people and you can only control you, like when shit goes left here on the end where you can't control, you feel almost like helpless. Like,
but then that here, once again, I'm going to say it. Honesty, consistency, and communication.
Mm-hmm.
Honesty, consistency, and communication.
We would love to know who has just like a beautiful, harmonious relationship, and send us a goddamn letter, because we trying to figure out how I personally, how y'all do it.
But
how
you
do
know you make what? I don't think everybody's 100% all the time, though. No. Because
even maybe, even if you 90,
was a clip. Do y'all remember? It was a it was something on either Instagram, and it could have been also Facebook, and it showed the lady. She was like, they'll say, "Hey, I'm 20% today." So
yeah.
So the guy has to give the 80%.
But that's when your partner knows to step up,
right? And I think, like, once again, consistency, communication, and honesty. Like, you gotta talk, and you just gotta tell your partner, like, look, I'm just not here today. And then, like, when both of y'all on 100, everything is wonderful. But we know every day is not going to be 100%. We know every day the skies are not going to be blue. But I think it comes to a point where when you have more, of course, you more pros than cons, then it's just going to work.
It's worth the fight.
It is. It's worth the fight. And you got, y'all, you're going to do some compromising. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do some compromising.
I saw this thing on TikTok, and it was like the 3-7s, the 7-7-7. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys saw it, but it's like every 7 days you should have a date night.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Every 7 weeks, I forgot what that was.
Like a date out of town or something like that.
Yeah, a 24-hour trip out of town.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then every 7 months, a solo trip, just you and your partner without the kids.
Yep.
So it's like 7-7-7 because you know how much time can go before you realize shit done went left.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if you know, every 7 days you have a date night.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Every seven weeks you have a 24-hour trip somewhere or overnight trip. Mm-hmm. And then every 7 months you should do a vacation or extended staycation or something like that.
Yeah.
I agree.
And I
Oh, well, go ahead.
What I was about to say. Yeah, every 3 months.
Every 3 months? Well, everyone. Oh, what?
No, I was just saying.
7 days,
months.
7 weeks, 7 months.
Months. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
We're going to look that up
when we get to riding. Take us out, Vonnie.
All right. Well, thank y'all for tuning in on today's show. We really appreciate y'all. Yay. Send us an also very necessary letter, because Yoshi is very interested in wanting to know
what makes it work.
How do you make it work?
Where y'all get the magic?
Where's the magic? Yes, how do you keep it? And if it falls short, how do y'all bring it back together?
Mm-hmm.
So send us that also very necessary letter to our email at the very necessary podcast at gmail.com. Never miss an episode. Catch us on our website at the very necessary podcast.com.
And
you can always catch us on our social media.
So we broke into Jahi.
Sing us out.
Casey and JoJo.
Ooh, yeah. Lately, I've been having the strangest.
Get the spiritually, emotionally, physically, mental health.
Well, she said it, y'all. It is. And remember, y'all, May is Mental Health Month. And if you're ever feeling down, sad, and depressed, and you don't have a therapist, you can always call 988.
988.
Have professionals, licensed professionals there for you. But each week, do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.
And before we end, is 988 free?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yes, it's a free service, everyone.
All across the United States, and I want to say internationally as well.
On your mobile phone.
Holla.
On your wall phone.
Oh, yeah, because you can. They'll do the text chat, too.
Yay! Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Peace.
Don't you worry about it, bitch.
Ooh.